Hello, this is Asa Laveau, and this is the Entrepreneur Show. I am so ecstatic to be here for you today, and I do mean for you. That is the whole purpose of this platform, is so that I can make a difference and support you and what your endeavors are. So I'm going to get right into it on this episode, and because this episode's title is Do Entrepreneurs Matter? The first thing that we have to really get to the heart of is, what in the whole hell is an entrepreneur? Now, some of you have been introduced to me via social media, and it's possible that looking at a live or looking at something that I've written down, you will notice that my moniker, or what I go by, is America's number one entrepreneur coach. Now, how in the whole hell did I create that particular title? Well, as someone who has been an entrepreneur for a while, I've been entrepreneurial minded since I was 9, and I opened my first actual business, being registered with the state, since 2012. And at the time of this recording, this is 2020. So that would look like 8 years. So for 8 years, I have been a legitimate business owner, a legitimate entrepreneur. And in that process of those 18 years, I did something. I came out. So I first came out as bisexual, and now identify as being pansexual. If you are someone that is just listening and you have no idea what that means, because you're not totally clear about all the letters of the LGBTQIA+, pansexual literally means, in a nutshell, I like pretty people. That's it. I like pretty people. And hopefully, usually, pretty people like me back. So, an entrepreneur, what that is a queer identified person that is also an entrepreneur or desires to be one. Now, that's the first step. The first step in making sure that, in knowing that entrepreneurs matter, is being able to define what an entrepreneur is. So now that we've defined it, let's go a little bit further. There was a report that was put out, and I'm looking for the name of the organization. I don't want to get the organization messed up. It was a report that was presented by the National Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce. And their report identified their findings as far as business owners who were under the LGBTQIA+ umbrella. And so with their findings, I'll just read a little bit of their findings. What we do know, according to the U.S. Small Business Administration, is that there are nearly 28 million small businesses in the United States, and over 22 million include individuals who are self-employed. Significantly, since 1995, small businesses have generated over 65% of the net new jobs in the United States, and 99.7% of all America's employers are considered small businesses. As of October 2016, 909 businesses are officially certified as LGBT business enterprises by the National Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce. The National Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce is the exclusive third-party certifying body which verifies that eligible businesses are majority owned by LGBT individuals. So, with that being said, please understand that, contrary to what a lot of people believe, we are here. I don't want to do the whole, we are here, we are queer. However, we are. So, please know that if you do identify as LGBTQ+, even if you don't identify publicly, there is a lot of individuals that identify as being queer and entrepreneurs. So please don't feel that you are an island. Please do not feel as if You are the only one. Yes, you are a unicorn. And guess what? There's a pack. There are flocks of, like, there are so many of us out here doing what we're doing. And I definitely wanted to make sure that I talked about the need of us, the value of us, because in business, not everyone values us. So for instance, I was interested in doing this podcast a year ago. In that, you know, the preparation of it, I had reached out to a service provider and said, you know, I really want to do the podcast. And they were like, okay, great. And they said, well, we're going to help you. We're going to help with your graphics. And I said, are you sure? And they said, what do you mean, am I sure? I said, well, please understand, you know, I know I say a lot, but I'm Black and I identify as being queer. So with that being said, I don't know if everyone on your team, because you, the person I'm speaking with, you're not the person that's going to create the graphic. A team member is. So just know that you might want to consider, you know, making sure that that's okay. And they said, no, it's fine. Don't worry about it. And I, 2 days later, I get a message on social media saying, can we talk? And come to find out that one of their team members was from the islands in the West Indies, in the Caribbean, which has been noted as being not as friendly to the LGBT community as a lot of us would like. And they said that they would not be willing to do my graphic. And the person I was talking with felt so bad, felt so horrible. And I had to let them know, like, look, I get it that you feel horrible in this moment. And I thank you for having empathy. But please understand that when I am positive and I'm talking about, you know, what I do for others, please understand I'm not doing that just from a place of being festive and celebratory, even though I do believe in we need to have places where we are not just tolerated, but places that we are celebrated. So with that being said, please know, entrepreneurs matter. We more than matter. We are necessary. And if you are a queer identified person and you feel like, how do I merge what I do as far as my product, my good, my service, how do I merge that with who I am and who I be as far as this, you know, queer identified person? And I'm using queer as an umbrella term. So I'm this queer identified person. How do I do all of that and do it successfully and authentically? That is the purpose of this podcast. I desire for your needs to be met in this. Please feel free to reach out. Please feel free to let me know what serves you, what doesn't serve you, because it's like a restaurant. I desire for you to keep getting fed. I desire for me to keep being in the kitchen, cooking you wonderful, delicious food. But you gotta let me know. If I put too much salt in it, it needs a little bit more sugar. Like, just let me know, because I am here to make a difference for you. As always, I am Asa Laveau. Dreams and blessings.